Masach Brachos Parah Dal Mishnah Beis Rabbi Nachuna Ben Akana Hayom Mispalo Beknisaso LeBeis Hamedrash Ubeyitiyaso It's Philip Sir Rabbi Nachuna Ben Akana. Upon entering and exiting the study hall to learn Torah, he would daven a short tefillah. Amru lo ma'makom le tefillah zu. The Chacham asked Rabbi Nachuna Ben Akana, what is the idea of this tefillah? What is the content of the tefillah that you are davening? Amar lehem beknisasi ani mispalo shelo teret akol ha'yad. Rabbi Nachuna Ben Akana said to the Chacham, when I enter the Beis HaMedrash, I daven, and no misfortune should happen because of me. Mefarshim explained that he shouldn't make a mistake in his bar halacha, and his friend shouldn't be gleeful over his mistake, and these are two misfortunes that would happen. The first misfortune is that he made a mistake in his bar halacha, and the second misfortune is that his friends were gleeful over that mistake. And you're not supposed to be gleeful over somebody else's mistake if you yourself could be punished for being gleeful over your friend's mistake. So there are two bad things that could possibly happen to the Beis HaMedrash, so he daven that it shouldn't happen. And when I exit the Beis HaMedrash after finishing learning, I give thanks to Hashem over my portion that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me, a portion among those that sit and learn in the Beis HaMedrash. So therefore, it's appropriate to thank Hashem for that. And the Mefarshim speak out that these two tefillos are an obligation for each and every one of us upon entering and exiting the Beis HaMedrash. We should daven the two tefillos of Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana. Gamliel said, each and every day a person should daven the 18 brachas of the Shmona Esrei. Should daven them three times a day, Shachas, Mincha, and Mar. Now, even though our Shmona Esrei actually consists of 19 brachas, originally when the Anshik Nezer Agdola instituted the Shmona Esrei, it consisted of 18 brachas. Only later on, when the Sanhedrin was in Yavneh, did they add on a 19th bracha, the bracha of Lima Shina. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Mein Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua said you can daven a version of the Shmona Esrei. Now, what is meant by Mein Shmona Esrei? There are two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is that the first three brachas and the last three brachas of the Shmona Esrei should be recited as we have it, while the middle 12 or 13 brachas after the Adol Mashina should be recited in short. While another opinion is that the first three and last three brachas of the Shmona Esrei should be recited the way we have it, while the middle 12 or 13 brachas should be encapsulated in one bracha. This is called the bracha of Havinim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Shkura Tfilosu B'Fiv Yisbala Shmona Esrei Ven Lav Me'ein Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Akiva said, if you're very familiar with the word of Shmona Esrei, then you should daven the full Shmona Esrei. But if you're not very familiar with the word of Shmona Esrei, then you can daven just a version of Shmona Esrei. Now the Mefarshim say, the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, says, therefore, somebody who is not familiar with the word of Shmona Esrei and does not have a sitter, he can daven Shmona Esrei with the bracha of Havinenu. He can encapsulate 13 brachas into one bracha, or if it's a shas ha-tchas, if for some reason at this time he cannot daven the full Shmona Esrei, he also can recite Havinenu, with the exception of winter time, in which you have to say the same Talmata Uvracha, which cannot be said in Havinenu. In such a case, he has to daven the full version of Shmona Esrei, and also with the exception of Matzoy Shabbat and Yom Tov, when you have to say Atochen Antanu, you have to say the full Shmona Esrei so that you can include Atochen Antanu in the bracha of Atochen.